do you move your team from being dysfunctional to being successful? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today I want to look at a few ways that you can move your team out of any dysfunction that it might be having to being more successful and having higher performance. A lot of what I'm going to speak about is based on Patrick Lencioni's book, The Five Dysfunctions of a Team, and his great follow-up book called The Advantage. In there, Mr. Lencioni basically lays out the dysfunctions that teams can fall into and how you can correct them to be of higher performance. So I'm going to focus on three of the dysfunctions and, of course, pivot it so that it's the actual success principles that you want to pursue. The first one is harness conflict to resolve disagreements. Now, when I say harness conflict, a lot of people, when they hear conflict, they don't want any conflict at all. They avoid it like the plague. But really, conflict is just a disagreement over ideas, and we have different points of view. And so great teams have a way of harnessing the disagreement to come up with better solutions. So one of the things you can work on with your team is how do you get better about actually surfacing conflicts and disagreements, but doing it in a way that people don't get defensive and help find better solutions. The second tip is to focus on building a high level of trust, with the team. Now, you've probably been on teams where they actually trust one another, and you've been on teams when they don't have a high level of trust. And what you really want to focus on is how do I get to be sure that I know that the other person on the other side of the table in that meeting with me, that they have my best interests at heart, that they're going to make commitments and keep them, that they're going to tell me the truth to my face and not talk about me behind my back. And do we have this level of trust such that they are willing to speak up when something doesn't quite resonate well with them? So building that level of trust, and of course, there's lots of activities that you can do to increase the trust on your team. The third tip for going from dysfunction to success on your team is to be accountable to one another. Now, accountability, we're going to simplify it. It basically says that when I say I'm going to do something, kind of like with trust, I'm actually going to deliver on that. And if I don't deliver on it, I'm going to be willing to own up to the fact that we missed our target, we didn't achieve the milestone that we were focused on, and I'm going to avoid passing blame to others. Even if there's some reason that might have contributed to the problem, I'm going to take ownership responsibility of that. So what you've noticed on some teams is they kind of have a code that they have with one another where I won't kind of call you on your missteps and you're not hitting your targets if you in turn won't call on me and bring out the failures that I may have achieved. See, with great accountability and high trust, the team should be willing to say, guys, I missed the target. Here's what happened. Here's how I'm going to get it back on track. I need some help. And you should be willing to call each other out on those things, not to punish people, but to simply elevate the performance of the team. So there you go, three tips from Patrick Lencioni's The Five Dysfunctions of a Team that you could focus on to increase the performance level of your team. And once you've done that, you might decide that you want to work on some of your other leadership aspects and characteristics. And you can do that by having us on site to deliver our frontline leadership training, or maybe participate in our virtual training using our state-of-the-art virtual training studio. Or maybe you just need to download some of our resources. Anything you need, you can reach us at uniquedevelopment.com or connect with us on social media. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and now even Instagram. So we look forward to connecting with you there. And if there's anything that we can do to help you on your leadership journey to achieve greater success for you and your team, please reach out and connect with us.